What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
All right, so we have
some segments. What should I do? Should I kick it off with a quotable?
Yeah, I'm happy that I'm like already stroking out because it will just tie in well with my defunct because my brain literally doesn't work anymore right now. So, all right,
well,
go
you're
ahead.
Freaking cute when you do it. This was posted in our Facebook group. If you guys are not in the Facebook group, you should definitely join it. It's a
what
closed
are you doing?
Group. Oh, it's just Self-Helpless Facebook group, and all of these people give incredible advice to each other. It's the most supportive community. Have you seen that other groups have like started from the Facebook
yes,
group people
yeah.
have developed like a helpsters accountability group and there's like a mental health professional group I think popped up. I just love it. It just makes me so happy. Like I said, that's like the front page of the internet for me is our Facebook
yeah.
group.
Yeah. It's really just, the only way to Facebook now.
Dude,
it's just our
yeah.
group.
They
don't deal with anything else.
Seriously,
yeah.
there's such great advice in there. And then sometimes I'll wake up to stuff and I'll see somebody had posted a question and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I gotta answer it. And then you just see like, oh, 30 comments have been made on this. Like yeah. our people are just the best. Anyway, yeah. This is from Sarah. She posted, seek to be worth knowing rather than to be well known. That is a quote by Sandra Turley.
Oh,
ooh, that is so freaking good.
So yeah. good.
So good.
That's like, that is really applicable to entertainment too.
That is
absolutely.
So applicable.
Just seek to be really good at what you do as opposed to famous.
Yeah, exactly. You ever met a famous person you were really excited about and they were an asshole? That sucks.
Yeah.
That really feels shitty.
Or bad at their job.
Yeah, or just like a bad person.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you are so loved by so many people, but if they knew the real you... Yikes.
Oh.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, so thank you for that, that Sarah.
So
that was
good.
A good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
so I can share a defucker.
You should start with yours.
Defucker.
Let's start with defucker.
I have been in just a fucking struggle pit with birth control.
Struggle pit?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to climb out and I can't. So birth control has been real bad to me lately. I've been on the same pill for like over a decade now. And I went to Planned Parenthood to get my like yearly refill. Yeah. And they're like, hey, they don't even make that pill anymore.
Why?
I don't understand.
Don't
know. But
you
like,
think you'd get an email or something.
I know.
It's like,
let
hey.
A bitch know.
Yeah.
It's my fucking whole life, this
yeah.
pill. You know, so much relies on this pill. So I felt a little bit defuck at Planned Parenthood because I really love them and I love their services and what they do.
Yeah.
But I felt like the particular people working that day just kind of like weren't down to like listen to anybody coming in. They just wanted to like get people through.
Yeah, they're a very impacted organization.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. And I was like, okay, well, if you don't have the pill I've always used, I've tried others in the past and make me feel really bad. I really need something that's like a low dose pill. And they're like, okay, well, yeah, well, like, I'll tell the doctor that, and then we'll see what she says. So the nurse goes back, and then she comes back with a high dose hormone pill. Mm. And I was like, oh, I usually don't react very well to these. And she's like, yeah, but it's in the same family as your other one, so we think it'll be a good fit. Mm. And I was like, okay. And at that point, you start to feel like that Starbucks bitch that's like, can I speak to your manager? Like, yeah. I started to get, right. I was like, I don't want to be that person. So right. I just left and was like, you know, it's been a long time since I've tried a different pill. Maybe my body's changed. I'll be fine. And got a few days in. I was like, hey, I don't think anything's too bad. And then, boy, about 4 or 5 days in, I was a dragon. I became a fucking dragon. My mood was all over the place. It was like PMS times a billion, where just anything made me want to like break down in tears and like fucking Andy from The Office punch a hole in the wall. Like just that like set off, want to freak out. And just felt really, really dark. I was having like, I don't want to say suicidal thoughts, but they were like self-harm thoughts.
Mm, geez.
And like, that's just that, that's not me. That's like not me on a day-to-day basis. And I was like, this pill is really fucking with me.
Yeah.
And so I just went off. I'm like, as of right now, I do not have a pill in me.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like, it's kind of a big thing for me.
Cause yeah. You have to. I mean, you had to get off of that and just get to see like what your baseline is before you do anything else, you know?
Well, it's kind of scary because then I went to like my actual doctor who was like, yeah, you should get a blood test because we should know like how your organs are doing after you've been on this pill for over a decade. And it's like, Jesus Christ. You know, I've always known that the pill is not a great thing for people's health because it goes into your bloodstream and it affects every part of you when it's really just trying to target this one area of your body. And it's just been kind of a mess. It's tough when you get into bad health things because it's the foundation for your whole life.
Yeah.
Like that quote, like if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Right.
And so, man, I'm trying to just get that back to some sort of good place and I don't even know what that is yet. So kind of a bummer, but I'm not on the pill right now. I'm praying that my skin does not just completely freak out.
It looks good so far.
Thanks. I think it takes a while for hormones to like really get out of your system. But unfortunately I'm allergic to latex, so that's a real big inconvenience too, is that if Kate and I want to have sex right now, it has to be the
lamb
polyurethane
skin.
Or the lamb, and it's just, it's either like smells like a Euro or is like a Ziploc bag with no form to it. It's just bunchy, crunchy, not pleasant. No.
So you're gonna wait to see how you're feeling off of it, and then what would be the next step? Just to try the natural thing for a while or to get on something else and just kind of slowly trial and error everything?
I am not even sure at this point.
Yeah.
Where I'm at is that my doctor has given me a referral for a gynecologist and I'm waiting for that referral to come in the mail.
Okay.
And so, yeah, once I can go to talk to like an actual, go to a gynecologist, talk about it, maybe she'll give me some better options. I do really get freaked out about the IUD. And I think about you not having necessarily a great experience with yours and like Kira coming in here and being like,
get it out. Well, I know because I got the copper one. So I know that the Mirena is the one that does have hormones. And I think people love that one. I got the no hormone one because I was trying to get all the hormones out of my body.
I thought people liked the no hormone one.
Well, it gives you periods from hell.
No, it basically goes back to how your body naturally is, and the way I am is a fucking beast. it's like that times more. So it was just like really painful periods again for me. But everything else was fun. Like I love not having to remember to take a pill. I love the fact that there was no hormones, even though there's like a foreign object inside my body. If I had gotten the hormone one inserted, it's possible that I wouldn't have taken it out. Because if I was feeling great and like everything was easy, I probably would have been like, just keep it up there because I don't want to go through the you know, I don't want to take it out and go through that pain again. But taking it out was a lot easier.
Whew, than going in.
Cannot stress enough. Boy. It was over in like 20 seconds versus like what was like a 30-minute situation. Oof, the first
with you
time.
Passing out.
Jeez. Yeah. Putting a ship in a bottle of that. Yeah. Just smashing the bottle.
Exactly. Yeah. Anybody I've talked to who does have it likes it a lot. So.
Yeah, and there's one now also called Skyla that is even smaller than Mirena that lasts 3 years instead of 5 years, and it has lower hormones.
I was told mine lasts 12 years.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. The one that I had was going to be good for 12 years.
See, to me, that's like seeing a diner that's open 24 hours. I'm like, I don't trust that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? What's going on in there at 2 a.m.? Nothing
yeah.
good.
Tell yeah. You yeah. Much. I mean, I would have probably taken out before 12 years, but I was like, let me, you know.
You take it out at 12, there's just like algae on it.
That seriously is just crumbled to ash. Like, I don't see how that's okay. But
just a rusty bike in the rain. So gross.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's options. But, oh, yeah, I was going to say, if any of our listeners, you know, listening to the podcast, yeah. they probably have like a good idea of like your health history. If anything has worked for you with birth control that Kelsey has dealt with, please yeah. write in and give us some tips if anything.
Yeah, post yeah. on the Facebook helped. Group. If anybody's oh, yeah. done Skyla or Marina, let me know and let me know if you like it. I feel like a lot of my friends are on it and do love it.
Yeah, I feel like I was a bad example.
Okay.
They even told me, they're like, this is very rare, like how difficult this is yeah. and how painful this was for you. This is very rare for the
IUD.
I feel
like that's the only... But yeah, version of that story I've heard that's is weird. People were like, it was so painful. Even people who were like, I love it now, it took a couple months of them feeling sick to like get used to it.
I had cramps for a bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Mm-mm. The bottom line, it really fucking sucks to be a woman.
It really
sometimes.
Does. Sucks all the time.
It is really a hard go in a lot of ways that it is not if I just had a dick and
yeah. Just put it in things.
Yeah.
Sounds like what you do, nice. Right?
Yeah. Anyway,
just put it in.
Yeah.
So that's my current issue. Oh, and yeah. that's why if my brain does not work on the podcast lately, it's because apparently that's like a huge side effect of just stopping your birth control out of nowhere.
Just
is that
brain
like
fog.
Just fog? My brain is a mess. It's so weird. Like I'll be feeling okay, and then all of a sudden it's as if clouds roll through my brain, and I just almost can't even see. It's I'm just like I don't know who I am or what's going on. Totally out of it. I'm exhausted. I've been taking like 3-hour naps a day. So I apologize if I like stumble on words for the next couple episodes while I'm just like getting this shit figured out. But
yeah.
It's weird. Ugh. Weird.
Sorry, that makes me so sad.
Sucks.
Well, I have a treat yourself. It always feels weird like bringing it back up. Yeah. Like, sorry, your body's on fire. You wrecked shipyard. I have a treat yourself.
I bought stickers.
I got a calendar. So I moved this week and was very anal about it as far as, because you know, I moved Monday, I gotta fly out, it's Saturday, I gotta fly out tomorrow night, and I'm just gone for like all of November and December. And so Kyle was just like, you know, it's fine, we don't have to get it all done like today. And I was like, we do. So I just needed to do everything, like I got it all done in like a day and a half, and that was with like doing some stuff in between.
They
and,
painted. I still can't believe
it looks so good.
And it looks amazing. It's worth your blood, sweat, and tears.
Thank you. Taylor and I are basically living in the same exact apartment, but hers looks way cuter. And
I'm
like, I gotta cute this shit up.
You have more apartment than me. Well, I got there. That was like, speaking of defucks, we were told that our apartment was the same layout as Delaney's. And we got there, and it is different. It's like a loft style where there's a huge chunk. It's like the room is half the size because there's a huge chunk. Right. We like it now, but initially I had planned everything out to a T. I bought paint for a specific wall that no longer worked. Like all these things that didn't work, and I was like, okay, well, it's fine. And then we fixed it and adjusted, and now I'm like, okay, it's perfect. But
you handled it very well.
Yeah. Well, it was helpful to send you guys texts, and you guys were like, this is unacceptable. And I'm like, okay, all right.
Oh, I mommed out hard. I was like, put her on the phone. I will talk to your landlord. I don't like this.
Yeah, which was, it was tough because I told her, I was like, so it's not the same layout? She goes, oh, that's weird. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we
should.
Not even like a little bit of an
apology. I was worried because the pictures you sent were real kind of strange looking. I wasn't sure what I was looking at. So I was like, oh no, this is going to look terrible. And I feel so bad because I'm like, you should move into my complex. And then when I got there, like, oh, I actually really like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
But it sounded weird.
It did sound weird.
But it's actually very, very cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
So I'm like, oh, I was so relieved when I actually saw it in person. I was like, oh, thank God. It's great.
Yeah. I really like it a lot. But yeah, I've just been watching like every plane ride I've taken in the last month has just been me watching downloaded interior design shows on Netflix. I'm just like obsessed. Like, ooh, I could do this and these colors go good together. And
well, it came through. I mean, it shows. Yeah. It looks so good.
Once we got in there, I was like...
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana. It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You should post pictures on the Facebook group because people are going to wonder how you decorated.
I would love to post pictures.
And now all you need is a kitty.
Oh, my gosh. If I was homework. I got a plant as a practice and we'll see if we kill
kitties
it.
Kitties are, I mean, I know that you, but she's a cat person and cats are much easier.
I know. Cats are totally easier. I do prefer cats. My sister's got a cat and it's so cute. But it's also like anytime it cries and is like in the room alone and they're like, oh, we got to go pet her or we gotta turn on the light. I'm like,
that's not all. Our cats don't do that.
Your cats don't
worry
do
about that. No,
I'm just afraid
they have
that
a kitten.
They're gonna kill me in my sleep. Every cat I've had hated me.
The fuck, man.
Every cat I had hated me, attacked my feet, did not like me.
Yeah.
Did a cat growl, whatever you call it, and I just it really fucked me up.
You're gonna get a little puppy.
Childhood.
I'm excited for you.
I want to get a dog. Yeah,
that's
I want to get
really
a dog.
Puppy.
Yeah.
But everyone came over to see. The apartment before we went on our triple date, which finally happened.
It was so fun.
It was so fun.
We had like a bowling alley entirely to ourselves on Halloween.
Yeah,
we thought
great.
That there was, I don't know, it was going to be happen. And
we're old now. So that's old people do what we did, and it was great.
It's a good age. Like, you know, just right at that cusp of like, well, we want to do something,
but not too much.
Yeah.
And,
but we still want to go home. Like, we want to go somewhere where, you know, at a certain point, at like 9 p.m., Kelsey can be like, can we go home and watch Making a Murderer 2?
Yes!
Like, you just
That's been kind of my treat to yourself as I binge Making a Murderer 2. And, oh, my God, let's start a thread in the Facebook group because I want to talk to you guys about my theories. What do you think happened? I'm just laughing.
Oh, man.
We had a great
time. That was so nice. Yeah, it took us, like, what, over 6 months to actually get the triple date down. It took everybody moving to the same city, and we made it happen.
And now I feel like we'll do it way more often because it was so fun.
Yeah.
That was
right
great.
There. Loved it.
It's so nice. Yeah, like, Kane's been featuring for me this weekend at the Ontario Improv. Thank you if you came to that. And like, we're 5 minutes away and we can just carpool
the best
to
it's
work.
So cool.
It's amazing. Ugh. It's so fun. I told Kelsey, I was like, if you want to come do guest spots tonight, she's like, let me take a nap. I'm like, you don't even need to tell me. There's no planning. Just how you feel at 4:30. That's what you do.
Roll into the car. Don't.
Yeah. It's five minutes.
So
who cares?
Great. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so great. And
it's
I feel
awesome.
Like I'm just. Again, sorry, Kelsey. No, you're going through a rough time, but I feel like I'm just like living the dream right now. I feel
that's
like
okay.
I feel just so good.
Kick me
so
in the
much,
face
Kelsey.
While I'm bleeding on the floor. That's fine.
Air hug. First of all, thank you for everybody who came out to the All Things Comedy Festival in Phoenix. All the helpers who came out. It was so nice and surreal for me to experience that because I know you guys for the past year have been touring and people come up to you after shows and they say that they listen to the podcast. But this was really the first time I've seen so many people, so many of our listeners in one spot before. And it was just so fun. I mean, it
They're
was
so,
so
sweet.
Everybody is great that shows up. It's like family is showing up to your shows.
Yeah.
And as soon as they say, I listen to the podcast or I'm a helper, we're just like, oh, get in here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All of them. And it was just great. It was a great group of people. So thank you for coming to that. That was really fun.
Yeah.
There was a mother-daughter duo that showed up that they were just so cute. Everybody was just so friendly and sweet. And like, it just made me feel good to say like, these are the people who are listening to our show, and it's just like a really nice community.
You
ever like do like do some stand-up and then sometimes people come up to you after and they say like, I'm a big fan, and it's like, ugh.
You're my spirit animal. I'm like, you are wasted. You're not even gonna remember that I'm your spirit animal.
I've gotten that a few times. I've gotten this spirit animal thing with people that I'm like, no, I think we're from
like
a different litter. I don't think We're not at
but
all.
It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, this person is a fan of mine. This is interesting. I didn't think I'd be attracting these people. But yeah, it's just everybody is sweet and they all do cool things and they're just all very loving. I don't know. It was a great experience.
Well, podcasting is such a unique thing because we sit in a room by ourselves.
Yeah.
The three of us. Like, we're not actively looking at any of our listeners, and yet we have all these listeners, and so when we get to meet them in person, it's this weird experience because we had a few of them come up to us and hug us without telling us who they were. They're just like, hi. And like, if you're just walking on the street and somebody does that, you're like, oh, who are you? Like, what?
Oh, I'm not who you think.
Yeah. And they're like, we're helpsters. And we're like, oh my God. You know, but we forget that like they know our faces from the video. They've heard our voices for however, you know, long now. And it's really cool.
It's so cool. As soon as they're like, oh, by the way, because I think it also like when they meet you, they also realize like, oh, we know who you are, but you don't remember. And so once they say, I'm a helpster, I'm like, oh, okay, that's awesome.
It's the coolest. You guys are the best. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah, that was great. And then another good shit. I got two good shits today. Ooh. ATC Fest was
good
one
job.
Of them. So I've been working from home the past couple days. I'm on the schedule with my day job where I'm training my replacement. So I gave them the option of like, I just need to work part-time. And so I've been working from home with Dicks by Delaney, and it's just been
it's just been a dream come true.
Yeah. I'm just exactly what I envisioned for myself over the past year is like coming to fruition. And I woke up and just carved out my day, or like, you know, planned my day the way that I wanted to, and still got everything done, was very productive, but I just wasn't hating my life, you know?
Yeah.
And like, not that my day job was totally fine, but it's just, it wasn't something I was passionate about.
Right.
And it just made me realize that I really, really want everybody to have that feeling. Like, I really want everybody to experience that. And I would like to kind of, I don't know, if there's any way that I could help make other people's, like, day job dreams come true, I think that's going to be, like, one of my new missions in life.
Yeah.
Oh, is to, like, really, because, nice. Like, you guys have been doing your dream job for a while, and, like, you have been great examples for me, because I see that it can happen. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
And if you're not around people who are making that happen for themselves, you might think it's not a reality for you.
It's definitely the minority of people on the planet.
Yeah, like, I think there's a statistic out there that's, like, 85% of people are not doing something that they love for a living.
Yeah,
that's too many fucking people.
Because if you're doing something you don't like, I mean, you're just basically treading water for 8 hours a day.
Yeah,
and then at the end they're like, here's some money, and you're like, all right, my legs are too tired to
do anything
I want to do.
Yeah,
well, when we were in Phoenix for that live episode with All Things Comedy, I asked at one point, I was like, raise your hand if you love what you do for a living, and there were like 2 out of maybe 20.
Yeah.
And I think it was like kind of a wake up call for the people sitting there looking around going like, man, I got to maybe figure this out.
Yeah.
And
it's very possible. You just have to kind of change your mindset and get people around you that are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
That's a big one, because if you don't have any real life examples, you just don't think it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even if you have to like branch out and like find some Facebook groups or people in your city, or join like a, I don't know, an entrepreneur group or anything like that, highly recommend, because if I didn't have you guys so closely in my life, I don't know if I would have really taken it seriously and make the jump because I mean, most people around me, I'm not trying to talk shit or anything, but most people around me who I love and know personally don't really love what they do. And that's always been my example. It's like, yeah, you go to work and then you live for the nights and weekends. And the fact that I'm waking up in the mornings and I'm doing what I love, it's very surreal.
Yeah.
And so that's been really fun for me and crazy.
Aww. Yay. We're so proud of you. It's really,
you.
Really cool.
I love it.
Me time. I don't even think we said at the top of the episode what we were doing today. We're talking about productivity, guys.
Yeah.
And
this was suggested by a few of our listeners, so thank you for the suggestion. Definitely interested to see what makes you guys feel more productive and doesn't. I'm sure we're all maybe a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Should we pull up the definition of productive or productivity?
Sure. I looked up productivity. Maybe you pull up productive, and I looked up productivity.
Okay. I like that you and always like to go back to the roots.
I do.
Yeah.
Because I think it can be really telling. Because obviously we're walking around, we all know what like being productive or productivity
means. Yeah.
But sometimes
it gets a little murky because sometimes it kind of takes on its own identity. And then when you really get back to it, it's like, oh, no. Okay, productive, producing or able to produce large amounts of goods, crops, or other commodities.
That's exactly what I've been doing. I know, the first one I looked up was crops, too. I think this one's better. The effectiveness of productive effort, especially in industry, as measured in terms of the rate of output per unit of input, efficiency or work rate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah, this is also achieving or producing a significant amount or result. That sounds about right. I mean, I have been producing lots of goods lately.
Oh, yeah. My God. It's like in The Office when Michael reads the definition of welding instead of wedding. I feel like that's what just happened. We're like, oh, made a lot of corn this year, guys.
Yay.
Real good year.
Here we go. Do we guys want to start off with what you found on tips to
Oh, I found so many tips.
Really good stuff. I found a list that was 45 productivity tips for extremely busy people, which
that's
was like,
great.
That's my jam. Like, yeah. This is for us. Because I feel like even though we are all kind of self-proclaimed workaholics, sometimes that doesn't necessarily translate into being really productive. It
True.
Might just be like that you're chasing your tail or you feel like too overwhelmed by too many things to actually get something done. So number one, this is one of my favorites. Don't overestimate the number of things you can get done in a day.
Oh, yes.
Yep. It sets you up for failure. It makes you feel like a piece of shit when you don't accomplish everything too.
Yeah. I found that on a couple lists too, of like cut your to-do list in half.
Yep.
Which is so like, I feel like that's, why didn't people teach us that sooner? Because I feel like everything I've been taught with productivity is like, do everything.
Yeah.
And do it now and
do
it right.
I love the rule of three list. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
I forgot
they
who
have
coined
a one,
this.
3-5 list that
you're
talking about.
Oh, I like the three.
What is your three list?
Well, it's just like you only have three things on your to-do list, and you'll probably accomplish all of them, so it just makes you feel really good.
Ooh.
And you shift your focus to just those three things, so you're going to do them a lot better than if you have 20 things on your list, and you're just freaking flying by.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, I got to make these mugs.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my bed.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, you know, make myself food. And
yes.
That's my to-do list. You know, like really trying to simplify it. Obviously, I do more, but that's not on the list. You know, but it's like anything else is extra. And it just makes you feel like, wow, I was able to get to my to-do list done. And then all this extra stuff that I had time for.
Wow.
That's a great thing.
This is our, so on this list, it says, instead of creating a massive list of to-dos and feeling frustrated when you don't finish it, try our 1-3-5 to-do list. Plan to get one large task, 3 medium-sized tasks, and 5 small tasks done every day.
Oh.
I would like to have like a little pre-numbered notepad every day that you could just like plug those into those little areas, you know? Because I've definitely had those like massive to-do lists over the last week, and I will get maybe 20% of each thing done a day.
Yeah.
Like I have my voting ballots, and so like yesterday I was like just researching what all of like the, you know, propositions meant and what each one was for. But then when it came to like actually filling it out, I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll do one page tomorrow. Yeah. Where really, if I just sat down and did the whole thing, it would be so much less stressful.
Right.
Yeah. Because then it becomes, when you put stuff off, it isn't less stressful. It just weighs on you. Like, it just sits on your chest.
Yeah.
Like a toddler you didn't want to have. Where you're like, that was probably a little harsh. But it just sits. I'm trying to think, what's a weight? A dog? What's a toddler weight? That's what it feels like on your chest.
Sack of potatoes.
Sack of potatoes. There we go. Yeah. That's much less incendiary. Yeah, like a sack of potatoes on your chest, just going like, but remember, you have to do me. But remember, you have to, and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to.
Yeah.
What I like to do now is, because I'm very much an out of sight, out of mind person. Like, if I don't, if I can't see it, I'll often forget that it has to be done or whatever. And I think that there's pros and cons to that. Mm-hmm. So because I've been working from home, I'll clean up all my supplies at the end of my workday and just like put them in a corner. Because if I leave them laid out, I'm just going to think like, oh, I could get this, this, and this done tonight. But I could just leave it for tomorrow. But for the to-do list thing, if it's kind of cycling in my head, I'll just write it out that it needs to be done at some point, but I'll put it away.
Yes.
That way, if I have some time, I can look at like all these other things and like, oh, I can do that, but it's not in my face all day hanging somewhere where I'm going to be seeing it all the time, making me feel stressed out that I'm not getting to enough things.
Right.
So I have like a hidden to-do list a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's helpful. I keep a note on my phone of just like when I have a lot of stuff to do and I'm getting overwhelmed, I just write down everything.
Yeah.
And just being able to look at it
somewhere
is like, okay, all right, I can see everything, as opposed to feeling like you're just in a... spooky room going like, I can't see everything.
Yeah.
And it's just, you got to put it out on paper or phone or whatever. You got to write it out and then just get it out of your head.
Yeah. It's crazy how much smaller it looks when you just put it on a piece of paper, as opposed to like that fucking infinite scale in your mind. It's like the Loch Ness monster pictures, you know, when like that famous one came out and everybody's like, oh my God, that's fucking huge. And then you see the real picture and it's this like, it's the size of like an otter.
Yeah.
And it's just like zoomed out. You're like, oh, this isn't that bad. That's like what it is with the list too, I feel like.
Yeah. Oh,
this is manageable.
Loch Ness list.
Yeah. I wish the Loch Ness monster was real. I really wish it was real. I've always like wanted to go there to Loch Ness and
I
just
wish
like look.
Leprechauns were real.
I know that it's not.
If you could pick any fairy tale creature that to be real, what would it be? I think mine would be leprechauns.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
What
I think
a weird
it's so
choice.
Fucking strange.
Mine's
also, I grew up in a very Irish family.
Oh, okay.
So lots of leprechaun fairy
That's
tales
so
and movies and stuff.
What's yours, Tay?
I don't know. I never thought
Sasquatch?
About it.
No. Mermaids?
I feel like mermaids are bitches.
I thought you were going to say, like, mermaids are real.
No. Like, mermaids are bitches.
Well, mermaids are real, so I don't feel like that's fair. I don't know. Probably like a...
unicorn?
Probably like a...
oh, unicorn.
Unicorns don't fly. Pegasus. Those fly.
Oh, that's
flying
a good
horse.
One.
That would be fun.
That'd be
like
dope.
Falcor from NeverEnding Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine's definitely Loch Ness Monster. Because they're like... to me, when I pictured what the Loch Ness Monster would look like, it would be like a brontosaurus, but in the water. And I like wish you could see dinosaurs. You know? Like Jurassic Park, I'm always just like, aw, I wish I could pet a brontosaurus.
Such an animal person. I feel like something I found on pretty much every article I read was cleaning up your desk or decluttering your workspace.
Yeah.
And I feel like that goes for all of your space. Like when my apartment isn't clean, I can't do anything.
Oh,
like,
same.
That's the first thing. That's why, like, you know, if my boyfriend leaves something on the floor, I'm just like, okay, well, can we just put it in the hamper? Because if it's there, I'm going to feel like it's another thing I got to write on my to-do list. Even though it's not, it's so easy.
Yeah.
Especially like if my bed is unmade. Oh my gosh.
Kane makes me crazy with all that fucking shit.
You have to make it every day? I can leave my bed unmade.
Oh, I have to make it every day.
You have to make it
every day? What am I, sick? Am I ill?
You're supposed to leave it and let it air out.
What?
Yeah,
for how long?
You're supposed
though?
To let it air out, probably for the day or half day at least.
Who told you this? Where'd you
read this? Look it up on the Google.
I mean, I leave it open. I leave it open until like after breakfast,
because you guys have been sweating and doing all kinds of things in there during your sleep.
You don't know.
And so when
you don't know me,
<That's> sweating.
So when you just cover it back up, it's more room for things to kind of grow, is what I've read. So you're supposed to kind of leave it open, and then when you get home from work, if you want to boop boop. Or like whatever. I don't know how many hours you got to keep it airing out, but I let mine air out.
I just wish I hadn't heard any of that.
I know really...
that's just another thing on my list now, and I don't want to think about it.
Why don't I just keep making my bed and wash my sheets every week?
You could do that. You could do that.
Yeah.
I see. I just like to leave it. I like to leave it now.
What if you go out of town?
Oh, if I go out of town, I do try to like make my apartment clean before we leave, depending on how much time we have.
There's nothing worse than coming home to an unmade bed. You're just like, who's in here?
I can't. It's like a compulsive thing if I see it. Yes. That it's because I always, as soon as I get out of bed, maybe I sound like a serial killer, but like I get out of bed and I immediately make my side of the bed.
Yeah.
But Kane always leaves his unmade.
You make your side of the bed?
Yeah.
That would drive me nuts. I got to do the whole thing.
Well, I mean, but sometimes he'll still be in it.
Oh, yeah.
But like if he's
you
out, then
your side while he's in it?
Yeah.
Like, you put the pillows? I have a lot of, I have a lot of decorative pillows.
Oh, I just have, like, the little two pillows. Oh, but okay. Yeah, I mean, I pull my side up and stuff. I cannot stand it. It freaks me out.
I wouldn't be able to do that because then Cam just rolls over and ruins everything anyway. So it's like, it wouldn't stay made. My side would just be, completely destroyed within a few minutes.
Cam's
but,
like
that's like, I'll leave that. I leave that messy and I allow myself to leave it messy. Because to me it's like I get too scared of being like too rigid sometimes, and so I feel like, okay, I left my bed messy so I can clean everything else spotless and I'm not a psychopath. You know what I mean?
Oh, I abandoned that fear a long fucking time ago. I'm like, this place gonna be fucking clean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been waking up before I get started on my stuff at my job at my kitchen table. I have been cleaning everything else that needs to be cleaned. I'll just put things away, whatever. That way I can like, look, it's nice, it's clean, doesn't need to be done, and now I can concentrate on my work. But I wouldn't be able to concentrate if I saw like that blanket is not folded properly. You know?
Bed and dishes are my two big ones. Like if there are dishes in the sink, I'll feel like a piece of crap. It doesn't matter how many things I get done.
Yeah.
If there are dishes in the sink, I'm like, well, that's the whole day.
Yeah.
Shy.
Right.
You know what I've realized too with this whole idea of like, don't make your to-do list so long. I never put like cleaning things on the to-do list. It's just in my mind, like that's just something that you do every day.
Yeah.
But I underestimate how much cleaning has to be done as a fucking adult.
Yeah.
Like it's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
There are always dishes to do. Like laundry builds up way faster than you think it will.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm almost fighting what just reality is. I'm like, I shouldn't have to clean again already, but it's just the nature of being a human and having an apartment.
But you can put cleaning stuff. Maybe those are your five small things. Oh. Like make my bed, do the dishes, you know, vacuum downstairs.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a good way of feeling like,
I like that
stuff done. I like that one of your things was make myself food. That's something you have to do anyway.
Yeah.
But if you're going to make yourself healthy food, you have to go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
You have to probably cook for a little bit. There's prep. There's planning that goes into it. So it does count as being productive and taking care of yourself. And it does take a while.
Oh, yeah. To me, it's like, if I like the three because to me, it's like these are my top priorities for the day.
Yeah.
And then anything else is extra. And what should be on there is eat healthy, exercise, and like do some kind of relaxation meditation thing. So I've taken those and be like, that should just be part of my everyday without having to write it down. But sometimes, you know, I don't get there.
I'm so excited that our apartment complex has like a little gym room.
Yeah.
That I'm like, oh, that means there's no
excuse.
Yours
is way better than ours.
Yeah, yours is a little small.
Pretty bleak. Good. But I'm the only one in there ever. Like, and I don't even have headphones. I just play videos on my phone and work out.
That's great.
So it's kind of like my own little gym, but it's not very nice.
Yeah, but if someone else was in there, I'd be like, oh, no.
Oh, no. I would not do that.
Yeah.
We've been working out together in a closet.
Yeah, that's a little much.
Too intimate, yeah.
Yeah, because exercise takes a long time. Like, if I go, all right, I'm going to make myself healthy food, I'm going to exercise, and I'm going to write today. Sometimes we don't get to writing because exercise with showering, driving to the gym, actually working out for an hour to an hour and a half, that's like 3 hours gone.
Yeah.
And if you're staying up pretty late, you're sleeping in a little bit. So if you're like getting your day going by 11 or noon and then it's 3 hours and then like, oh, we got to leave early because of traffic. It's like there's no time for anything else.
Yeah.
It's so like there's not. Anyway, that's just got overwhelmed.
I know.
That's why I like doing it in my bedroom because I don't have to go anywhere. I'm telling you right now, it's weird. Like not having a car has made me to be very like I've been forced to be very resourceful and carve out my time a little bit differently. But I found like, oh, yeah, you can really make this shit work. So if I want to exercise, I'll do it in my bedroom. Just pull up like a YouTube video and do it there. Or I'll go for like a little walk/jog around my neighborhood and then come back in. I needed to go like buy mugs a couple days ago. And I seriously was about to leave my apartment and be like, oh my gosh, I don't have a car. I can't go buy mugs right now. Yeah. So what I had to do is just like, okay, what can I do right now without a car? And there was a lot of prep work that I could do before I actually went to purchase the mug. So I did all the sketches. I did some planning for the week, all this other stuff. And then when Cam got home from work, I was like, I got to go use the car to buy some mugs. So it's kind of cool. It like helps me simplify everything by not having very many options. I'm very much somebody who needs less options for me to get things done, I think, more productively.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. If I have too many options, I get very overwhelmed. But it's like, bitch, you don't have a car until 5:30 p.m. I'm like, okay.
Bottom line.
That's it. You cannot go anywhere. So what are you going to do? Okay. I can utilize my apartment to work out. I can do this. And I love it.
Yeah,
I love keeping things simple. Do you have more tips to how to be productive?
Yeah, this is still from the Fast Company article. And this one says, be part of the 20%, which I like this. No matter how crazy your days get, make sure you carve out and ruthlessly protect just 90 minutes. It's 20% of an 8-hour workday for the most important tasks. Even if you squander the remaining 80% of the day, you can still make great progress if you've spent 90 minutes on your goals or priorities.
Oh,
wow, I like that.
Yeah. That's and then good. The next one is just work less, which I mean, that's so true. Like if you have to, like you were talking about, if you have to prioritize your time differently, I feel like I was really productive in college because I was working, I was doing stand up, I was going to school, I was doing, you know, debate team or whatever. Like I had all this stuff that I was doing. So I had to like manage my time so precisely. Otherwise that essay is not getting written unless you leave 2 hours at the end of the night to write it.
Yeah.
So, and I love that they said just 90 minutes because it's not overwhelming. And I'll do that sometimes where having like a desk or like your dining room table, just somewhere that is specifically for work that you can kind of create a habit, even if it's a coffee shop you go to. Like I have my new desk set up in my apartment by a window, which is like,
it's so cute.
Thank you. I didn't want something facing a wall because I was like, that's going to make me crazy. But facing a window, and I sat down on my computer the other day for like an hour and got done everything on my list that I felt like was going to take all day.
Yeah.
Because I just like really honed in.
Yeah.
For 60 minutes.
Dude, it's so great. I mean, I have to have no distractions. I can't have the TV on. I can't, even music can be distracting sometimes because I like want to get up and dance sometimes by myself. Yeah. real creep. Like I cannot, if I'm trying to get things done and Tenacious D is on, that's my fun time. If I can't have work time with Tenacious D. So I have to like put a podcast on and have nothing else on. Everything has to be clean. And I just, all that's in front of me is my work.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I can't have food in front of me because then I'll go off on that tangent. You know, it just really has to be so, so simple.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking how you're talking about that in school, it was almost broken up for you.
Yes.
Which is, that's where I really thrived. I was also that person that just had like so many things going on and had accountability from all these external sources, kind of like what you were talking about with, is it
being an obliger?
Yeah. Yep. And I used to really love that, even like back in elementary school where it was like you had recess. It's like you'd go, you'd like have class for a certain amount of time, then you'd have recess and you'd have a certain amount of class and then you'd have lunch and recess. And it was like that pattern. And I was thinking about that the other night. Like, I wonder if that would make me more productive if I set my life up like that. Almost put a timer on, like, okay, from like 9 to 10:30. You're working on this, but then from 10:30 to 11 or 11:30, like you don't get to work. Like you have to, like, quote unquote, play or whatever, like watch recess. YouTube videos or do something.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you're making yourself work and take breaks as opposed to it just kind of being one general blob for the day. Cause that's kind of how I've been.
Right.
Yeah.
Where there's no structure. It's just like, well, these are the things I have to do and I'll figure out when I do them, but it's been kind of a mess.
Oh, yeah.
How long was recess?
I was trying to think of that. I almost went to like
30, 45?
Yeah, I almost went to like my elementary school's website to like see if they had a schedule posted.
Because the first one in the morning would only be like 10 to 15 minutes. I know that. But then lunch felt really long.
Yeah, because it was like lunch
and
time
recess.
To play. Yeah.
Was it an hour?
Maybe. I really want us to read that book about like the importance of play or
something
like
play,
that.
Right?
Play. Yeah. I really want us to review that book on here because
I'm all for that. I used to fucking love playing.
You have to take breaks.
I don't play anymore. I feel weird saying the word play as an almost 30-year-old. That's like a weird in your vocabulary to be like, I want to play. Like, yeah. Nobody says that, but that is what makes you happy and normal to do fun things.
Dude, you have to. Even if it's like, I had a really bad habit of just working through my lunch breaks and my 15-minute breaks at my day job because I just like, I'd rather just get things done than just take, you know, take some time. For me, it was like, I was always in the mindset of like, I just want to get through the day so I can get to what I actually enjoy after work. And maybe if I get some of this done, I can leave right at 5 p.m. instead of 5:10 or just stupid shit. But I always felt so much better. And I'm like, no, I'm going to leave my desk, take a walk around this beautiful studio lot for 15, 20 minutes and then come back. I always felt like more energized. I would maybe catch a mistake that I wouldn't have caught if you know, if I was just in it hard, focusing, you know, staring at a computer screen. But taking breaks throughout the day and like, yeah, scheduling them, like it's an important thing on your to-do list, is so important. I won't do it any other way unless it's like on my calendar. Or it's like, I really like, okay, after this one thing, you have to go outside, even if it's just for a minute. So it's so important.
It feels counterproductive to go, okay, what are things I would just enjoy that have nothing to do with work? But I mean, you've heard us on this podcast talk about it so much with burnout and whatnot, and how getting burnt out is the quickest way to kill any and all productivity.
Yourself.
Seriously. And just realizing this year, my biggest thing this year was just realizing that I have to take time off and I have to plan it out ahead of time, even if it's 3 months away, knowing I have 2 weeks that I don't have to do anything, or even a week, and just being better at scheduling ahead for future me. And knowing yourself better. And these are basic, but getting enough sleep and drinking enough water, if I don't have those two things, I'm dead. And like, I'm dead.
It goes,
I can't
to
do
shit.
Anything. Yeah.
I've been really good about that too. You guys have been such good influences on me for that sort of scheduling stuff with the road, where I have like 2 weeks between, like 2 weeks or a week between every road gig I have through like August of next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I like will not schedule anything on the road for, I'm trying for like 3 weeks before my wedding.
Minimum.
don't want to like worry about any of that shit. I don't want to worry about like getting sick on a plane or whatever, like my skin breaking out. I just need to be home.
Do a full month.
I think it's almost a month, maybe 3 to 4 weeks. But like, I will not, it doesn't matter what it is, like I will not do it.
That's great.
Big change.
Oh, do you have more, Taylor?
Oh no, go ahead.
I looked up kind of the other thing, the other way, and these are 20 unproductive habits you should let go of. I think everybody probably, we probably all researched like the same kind of things. Every article says like, yeah, get rid of your distractions and do, you know, clean all this stuff. But I want to be like, what makes people unproductive? Allowing distractions, which we talked about, TV, all those things. Distractions are something we all face, but there's no law saying you have to cater to them. Just because someone calls, texts, or knocks on your door doesn't mean you have to drop what you're doing, blah, blah, blah. We all get it.
Yeah.
Dude, I have a hard time with not responding to an email or a text immediately.
Well,
this
is
so hard.
This is another really good one. I mean, you said text, so maybe this doesn't. But they had this on this article where it says, try the email hack of, it's the author of Work Smarter with Social Media. This is her tip. You can find the email to text format for your cell phone provider with like a Google search. Like for Verizon, it's at vtext.com. So your address is like your phone number at vtext.com. And you can use the address to set up your email so it forwards messages from specific people to your phone. So like you can step away from your email and go, all right, if the thing I'm waiting to hear from or if something really important comes through, it'll just get texted to me. As opposed to sometimes I feel like we walk away from our email and we go, I bet I have a bunch of important emails coming through. What if this person got back to me? What if this person got back to me? And it's like, okay, we'll just put it so that's the only thing that comes through.
Right.
And then if you don't want to hear from anybody, just put your phone on airplane mode.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
So nothing comes through at all.
It's so hard for me, especially like if it's just right there. You know, it's like next to my workstation, I'm like, this will take a second. And then it leads into another text conversation. And then then there's an email. I mean, it's just
it just breaks your flow.
It does.
It takes 10 seconds, it breaks you out of whatever like focus you had just built for yourself.
Yeah.
I want to turn my phone completely off more often, which is like gives me anxiety even thinking about it. But isn't that satisfying when like
something's going wrong with your phone and you have to turn it off and you're like, oh my God, nothing. It's just a fucking brick. It's like so weird how like what the meaning this has between like it being completely off and when it's on, and like when it's on, it's your whole world. But when it's off, you're like, oh, get it away from me. Yeah, you know?
I know. It's super weird. This one, another thing that makes people unproductive, not setting goals. Until you turn what you want into concrete goals to achieve, it's likely they'll remain a vague generalization you'll sigh about from time to time. Like we said, write it all down. Yeah. So it's not floating around and, you know, making you crazy. Setting too many goals. So again, like making your to-do list way too long. Procrastinating. I still procrastinate. I wish I didn't, but I, for some reason, I think it's also the perfectionistic qualities. It's just like you're getting,
you've talked about that today.
Getting worried that... oh God, watching too much television. Yep. Skipping meals, which sometimes I'll accidentally do if I'm working too much.
Yeah.
You guys do that where it's like, you work through lunch and it's like, holy shit, it's 4 o'clock. I didn't eat lunch.
I get like that if I'm running around. If I'm sitting down in one spot, I'll be better. But I've learned that I have to be good about feeding myself and being healthy and all that.
Yeah.
Because the biggest thing that will affect my mood and productivity is like eating and drinking enough water.
Yeah.
Because like, if I eat like shit, I know I'm going to feel horrible, which is the biggest deterrent from eating like garbage.
Right.
And then if I don't eat at all, I become like Kelsey on that birth control. Like I am a dragon of just like I'm not one of those people like, oh, I forgot to eat, I'm a little peckish. Like,
oh, no.
No,
I'm, yeah.
It's an issue.
Yeah.
Exact same.
My problem is I will put work in front of my health way too often. So I'll be like, as soon as I can finish this thing, then I will treat myself to lunch. Like it's like a scary, like I don't deserve to eat until I've finished my task. Whoa. Instead of saying, okay, I need to stop, go feed myself, and then come back and finish that. I'll
do you
just
get
like
angry
just one more.
When you don't eat? Like, do you get angry when you're hungry?
Oh, I'm awful. Okay. I'm awful when I'm hungry. I'm a bad person. But like if I'm the only one in my apartment, it's like, what am I gonna be a dick to myself?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
The thing with Kyle is Kyle will get in the zone, work all day, forget to eat anything, but he'll still be pleasant.
Yeah.
So it's like he has no incentive besides his own discomfort, and that's not enough. And I have to be like, when was the last time you ate? Like there was one day he was like, I ate so much today. I was like, what did you eat? He's like, well, I ate it at like 12:30. And then, you know, I ate at like 4:30. And then I ate at like 9. And I was like, so you had 3 meals, like 4 to 5 hours apart, like you're supposed to. Like, that's what you're supposed to be doing every day. But he just gets so like, I guess I'll just grab something. And it's like, no, that needs to be like your priority first and foremost.
Really does. Yeah, no, I'm bad. No, I could be hungry, stomach growling, everything. And be like, but I'm almost done with this one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just finish this one thing.
It'll taste better when I'm done.
Right? Yeah. It was like, oh, then I can truly relax and eat my sandwich But no, don't skip meals because what happens, it sends your adrenal glands into overdrive, which depletes your energy and eventually leads to burnout. So eat that stuff. spending recklessly. When your finances are in disarray, you don't stand a chance. Keeping your finances organized should be as much of a priority as your health.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's very helpful. I haven't done it quite yet, but I go into modes where I just like try not to spend. To me, it's like sometimes it's like I overspend for a few weeks and then I underspend. I need to find like a happy medium of just like, let me just get into a habit where I know exactly what I'm working with every week.
Yeah.
As long as it's balancing out, I think that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's fun sometimes to be like, I'm going to get sushi every night. And then other times you're like, I'm only eating beans until Saturday.
Yeah. You know? It's tuna, 3 meals a day.
It's like dropping everything for other people. I'm guilty for this one. Like? I'm guilty for that one big time.
We were talking before the podcast and Dylan's like, she goes, my mom is just, she'll help anybody. She'll drop everything. She'll put other people ahead of herself. And I go, I wonder. I've never heard of that.
Who's that?
That's weird.
Really strange. I don't know. Never met anybody like that. Not writing anything down. Not having structure. Like Kelsey, you might need to schedule your playtime.
Yeah.
You might need to do that.
Yeah.
Not taking breaks. Trying to multitask. I find that too. If I'm trying to do too many things at once, I do them all. I get them all done, but either it's really like shittily done, or I'm just not enjoying my mind is a mess.
Yeah.
Making time for personal tasks, That's going to be hard working from home, is like knowing that I could just go upstairs and fold my laundry, but I got to do this thing. Yeah. You know, this is more important. Overcommitting, trying to be perfect, avoiding decisions. See, that's a thing. Having less options really helps with the decision making, people. I'm telling you. Throw away your car. consuming unnecessary information, perhaps like the social needs and stuff.
Oh my gosh. That's the definition of unnecessary information.
That is a just productivity destroyer.
Yeah, that's been my binge. But I have been better since we had that whole big talk about it.
That's
good. I'm more aware. Less.
The only time I really try to like indulge in Instagram is if I'm like waiting for a flight or something. Like if I'm too tired to be productive,
right?
But I need to stay awake to get on a plane.
Yeah,
that's when I'll be like, all right, I'll watch everybody's Instagram story.
Just fun. Neglecting your health, starting something and not finishing it. Break every project you're working in, onto into such small pieces you're not intimidated by the process of finishing the task. The last 10% of the task will always take 90% of your energy, so make it count.
Interesting.
I always feel good when I finish something. A couple days ago, I like finally hung the curtains up that I've been wanting to hang in my bedroom. Yeah. And there was something else I did. And it just felt like, God, that took 10 minutes. And I've been holding out for like a few months just because I thought it was going to be a big pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
Well, and I think I was expecting one of our lists to say it, but I read it on other ones. And this stuck with me the most is do the hardest thing first.
Yes.
Yes.
Like reverse what you think it should be instead of doing all the like the little piddly things. I mean, like, well, I'll get to the big one. I'm ramping up. You know what I mean? I'm getting my flow going. No, just do the hardest thing first, which I really have to start doing.
Because I'm so true.
Just like been putting it off.
It's like when you eat Lucky Charms and you eat all the like little cereal pieces first and all you have is marshmallows.
There you go. Yeah.
And also your brain is working better in the first thing in the morning. So you really should do the biggest, most annoying thing first. And then the rest of your day is a breeze. I was listening to a podcast about like the science behind this. So this is not just me talking out of my ass. But by 3 o'clock, you're not there. Like you're not present. By 3 p.m., if you're waking up on like a normal like 9 to 5 day, you know, like that 3 p.m. hits and you just like, really need a coffee or you really need a nap. It's just you're not going to be doing the best work, at least to the best of your ability. That's why they always say go to make your doctor's appointment in the mornings, because the doctor is more fresh and awake and they're actually going to catch more things than if you see them in the afternoon.
That's with everything. That's like you should everything. Always we talk about that with like doing business meetings and
this business
in this industry where like if there's a potential to go in earlier, we're always like, yeah, let's do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Always do it.
I wish it's so tough with being a comedian because you have to be up until like midnight or 1 a.m.
Yeah, you really get fucked.
Yeah. So you can't, it's not like you can wake up at 7 a.m. I know some people do. I heard Jenny Zagrino talking about this on a podcast where she's like, well, I always wake up at 7 a.m. because that's when you're most productive. Like there's like science behind that. And I have heard it.
What?
That I think she might take a nap like during the day to make up for it, but she wakes up early to like write for a few hours, and I'm like, that's amazing, but also what?
When are you sleeping?
Yeah, you have to nap at that point, and I hate napping.
I hate napping.
I love it.
It is really hard for me. I shame myself. I mean, that's part of the like workaholism is like sleep avoidance.
Yes.
Because to me, I'm like, but why would I stop what I'm doing when I have all these things I should get done to just do nothing for 2 hours? Like, that's so lazy or whatever. And it's not. You should take care of yourself. But we get fucked as comedians. Like, it is really hard to have like all these expectations of work you have to get done during the day. And oh, by the way, you also have to drive 2 hours in rush hour traffic to perform somewhere and then not get home till 11 p.m. midnight and do it all over again. Like, you're working two jobs. You're burning it from both ends of the fucking candle.
I would just say, like, your guys' 7 a.m. is going to be different than other people's. You know, like, when you first wake up, that's your 7 a.m. in my head. Like, if you weren't looking at your phone, you wouldn't know what time it is, whether it's 7 or 10. As long as, like, this is my first thing I'm doing in the morning.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, you just make sure any kind of appointment or meeting is, like, before lunchtime. And that's, like, your morning, you know?
Yeah. There is something so clean and crisp about, like, 8 a.m. or, like, 7 a.m.
I love it.
Or, like, when I have to go to the airport for a super early flight and it's 6 a.m. And I'm like, oh, I see why people like this. Like, it does, the air feels cleaner right now somehow. And then by the time you wake up at 9, it's kind of like, it's still morning, but it's like not crisp anymore.
You already feel behind.
Yeah, it's like old morning by like 9 o'clock, and you're just kind of like, all right. And then I just want to wait. I like taking slow mornings because we have to stay up so late.
Yeah.
But I should just get up, go to the gym. Because when I've done that, it's been the best for me. When I just like get up and I'm like, this is the first thing I'm doing. Get back, shower, and then kind of have the day.
Yeah.
As opposed to, all right, I'm going to go at 2, and then I'm going to get back, shower, and then leave. You know?
Well, that's what we did. We're podcasting in the morning right now. Like, we came to the studio at 10 a.m. and I really liked it.
That's great.
Yeah. Was like, well, I have to be there. It's not like the gym that I can just hit the snooze button on. Like, there are people waiting for me. I got to go. And it felt nice. Mm-hmm.
It's the outer accountability. Okay. Dude, I'm telling you, I'm I was kind of concerned as an obliger, like running my own business. And like, what if I don't have the necessarily, if it's up to me to plan my schedule, what if I fuck this up? Yeah. And because I have like a set, you know, shipping times and stuff like that, where like things have to ship, like you'll get your custom order but within 5 to 7 business days, I have to get things done because I don't want to disappoint any of my customers. There, so that fuels me there, so thank God. And then for me, it's like now I just have to give myself outward accountability for taking the necessary breaks, you know, going, taking the lunch break, going on a walk, because I could just work through the whole day.
Yeah.
So now I got to figure out that trick where it's like, who's going to send me a text or something? Be like, did you eat?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But trying to figure it out.
There was a Siri, like a Siri for just going, are you taking care of yourself? Yeah. Like every 3 hours, just like getting hungry. Like, how you doing?
Alexa, I really, just piping up.
I really like combining things so that you're, I think we're all like this, where we're like, well, if we're going to go out for dinner, we should talk about podcast stuff, you know, like just kind of combining things.
Yeah.
Like the other night when we went bowling, like I kind of filmed some stuff for the Instagram, but I was also just trying to be present.
Yeah.
But I was really fighting the urge to be like, oh, I should be like making a whole thing for that we can post on social media. And I was like, just be here. It's fine.
Right.
But like, I don't know. Like getting enough sunlight during the day is another thing I forget about. I would really like to become somebody who enjoys running outside, because I'm such a gym person. I'm like, I want to be in the air conditioning. I want to be around other people who are running. So we're all kind of together in this. And I just want to be the type of person who walks out the front door into the fresh air and gets the sunlight first thing in the morning and like goes for a run.
Yeah. And then I'm an outside worker outer. I don't like being indoors.
Oh,
I hate it. I would spend my entire day outside if I could.
Yeah.
But it's, I feel like I've been cursed with this skin that's easily burnt and all this awful shit.
Yeah.
And then I gotta lather myself in sunscreen. But really, like, I wish I could just live outside.
Really?
I mean, not forever, but like, I really, that's my, I am most happy when I'm just sitting in the sun with like a snack. You know, just like enjoying a beautiful view. I would do that constantly, but I burn within 5 minutes if I don't have myself completely lathered. And I'm like, that's a real cruel joke. A real sick shit going on.
Would you guys ever want to sign up for like a rec league for a sport?
Yeah.
With like our significant others?
Maybe. I'm always
I'm so bad at sports.
But like it could be like, it could be like bowling.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, like, I do that. Something
I'm
like
so
that.
Bad at
I just
bowling.
Think it'd be fun to have an actual activity that, again, we have accountability with, where it's like we have a schedule and stuff.
Give me tennis lessons.
Oh, okay.
Teach me how to play tennis. Would that be good?
Yeah.
Or would that be tedious for you?
No, it'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be fun.
If you guys taught me
tennis stuff.
Do you want to, let's all learn how to play tennis together.
Yeah.
And then we can all play each other.
All right.
Because I've played like a few times like with my family, like growing up. Like my sisters run the tennis teams in high school.
Oh, okay.
But I was too busy with other stuff. But I've always been like, oh, tennis would be fun.
That I can see you playing tennis. It's really fun.
Dude, Cam and I love playing sports together. We've been on basketball teams together and softball teams together. And it's so funny because like when the night rolls around that you're like, that you have to go, we usually wake up in the morning and be like, God, I really don't feel like doing that tonight. But because, you know, we're forced to go because people are counting on us. Once we get there, we have such a great time. I'm like, why did we kind of like feel like we dreaded this? But it's like if you force yourself and then you actually force the fun in, it's very helpful.
Yeah. Would you guys play soccer?
I don't know how to do that.
I played soccer when I was a kid. I haven't played in so long.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I just think we should start doing more stuff.
Yeah. That would be good.
I'm just a basketball person.
I have no
desire to play basketball.
Basketball's not an easy thing to pick.
Basketball's hard. Okay.
It feels like easier to us, but we put in like years and years and years. Basketball is not a simple thing.
We'll figure it out. Oh, yeah. Number 20 of stop doing this to make yourself more productive. Failing to admit your mistakes. Didn't expect that one. Denying your mistakes or blaming others for your problems will do nothing to improve your life or help you reach your goals. Acknowledge your mistakes so that you can learn from them and move on. That's a really good one.
That is great.
Oof.
It's already 11:20.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy balls.
Did it.
Did you guys cover all of your points that you wanted to do?
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, no.
Write it down. Get a head start.
Oh.
Yeah, best way to hit the ground running is to start the night before. Before leaving your workspace or before going to bed, take 10 minutes to look over the next day's commitments. I love that.
Yeah,
I do that often.
Gets it in your head. Also, setting it up. Like, clearing off your desk is part of it, but leaving your laptop out or like doing morning pages, if I leave my notebook with a pen, like a nice pen on the desk, then I wake up and I'm like, okay, same with the gym. If I lay my clothes out, it sounds like I'm five, but if I lay my clothes out,
right,
then I go, okay, cool. I just wake up and I put them on. It's like that much easier.
I sleep in my gym clothes.
Oh, you do?
Wow. Yeah.
I tried that, but I feel icky.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm just like, I got no excuse. Literally, like, it's on me. Just walk out the door.
Oh, that is funny. I told you, I put my stuff like in plain sight. Like if I put my yoga mat like out next to my bed. So it's like, I'm just rolling off onto the mat. yeah, that's it. Like the out of sight, out of mind stuff. It works both ways. Either if it's gone, I'm not thinking about it. But if it's there, I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
Do your most dreaded task first, which Kelsey mentioned. Turn off distractions, take breaks, batch the process. Like if you have a bunch of emails to answer, maybe carve out 20 to 30 minutes, get them all done, and then don't look at it till the next day.
And don't try to do everything.
Like
what we're doing right now, where we're like, let's get everything in here.
I know.
We gotta do it.
You have to read all of them.
I know. Eat a healthy breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Delaney is like hell bent. I was like, oh, we're done. And she's like,
who did this? We missed stuff.
Okay. It's just three more. Get some exercise, delegate, and just say no. How to get it out.
Just say no to yourself.
Just had
take
to get
a breath.
It out there.
I love you. That was the perfect snapshot of Delaney.
Wrap it up.
And her workaholism. Like,
I don't know. She's operating on some rules I don't know about where we have to read the entire. I'm like, bitch, there are 45 on my list. Did you think I was going
to
read 45? No.
I have
to. Choose a few.
That's how my brain works. It's very bad.
All right. Well, we want to let you guys know our website is up and running. And it's
awesome.
Unbelievably cool.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Patrick. Did a great job. Selfhelplesspodcast.com. It now has everything that you need there.
Yeah.
It has Patreon, t-shirts to purchase. So yeah, all the merch that you guys have asked about, all of our individual websites. So if you just go to selfhelplesspodcast.com, you can go to Taylor's tour and Kelsey's tour and Dick's by Delaney. It has all of our contact info, our email address to send advice, questions, or feedback, or anything like that, and our PO box. Just everything is there.
Yeah.
So now we're all on one place. Makes it much easier for everybody.
Yeah. Has the iTunes link too, where you can go give us a 5-star rating and review if you haven't already.
Yes.
Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. We're at like 820 right now.
Oh wow.
Let's get to 1,000. So cool.
If we could get to 1,000 before the end of the year, that would be really, really cool.
That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Sweet deal.
Do you want to? Oh, are we going to do that
we'll
whole?
Do it separate.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you. Okay, never mind. We've got a little plan. We're going to make a little promo for the end of the episodes going forward, but we'll do that after this. And we're so excited for everything. Thank you guys for being helpsters and listening. We love you very much.
Love you.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Brr.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Yeah. Patreon.
Yeah, we like.